there. I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me on the Organize and Energize podcast. Today, we're going to talk about changing your thoughts and changing your life with Francois Lupien. He's a dynamic coach, a mentor, a speaker whose experience includes successfully working with Tony Robbins, Stephen Covey of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and he's a consultant with the Bob Proctor movie from The Secret. Francois achieves excellence in everything he puts his mind to. He's been a Taekwondo Canadian champion, a top real estate agent for 11 years with RE/MAX, and a serial entrepreneur with multiple successful six-figure businesses. We're going to talk about how he's done it, what his advice is for us as we grow our businesses. So let's jump into it and meet Francois. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me on the Organize Energize podcast. Here today, we're going to talk about how to achieve peak performance with Francois Lupien. Francois is a business performance accelerator. Nope. Embracer. He embraces. Enhancer. I'm going to enhance my performance with this podcast and let Francois tell a little bit about the background of why he's here and how he came upon being this performance coach.
Excellent. Well, hey, Kathy, first, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. And basically, that's an interesting question. Let's dive right into it. You were mentioning that I was privileged enough to work and be with some of the top of the top. And one of them is Tony Robbins. And so people say, what? Working with Tony, yeah, on stage, facilitating his material. But how it all started is that one day I was with a company and they asked us to write down our goals. I wrote down the goals. I says, that's not what I want to be with them. Then I says, who's good at writing goals? Tony Robbins. I look in the phone book. I find his office. I call them up and I says, I'm coming to work for you. He says, we're not hiring right now. I says, I'll be there Monday morning, 9 a.m. I says, we're not hiring. I says, we'll see you then. And so here I am, 9 a.m., suit and tie. And they look at me, what are you doing here? I says, I'm here for the job. He says, we're not hiring. It's okay, I'll wait. 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m. The manager passes by, says, you're still here. I stand up. He says, not yet. And so a quarter to 12, he passes by. I stand up. I shake his hand, says, let's go into your office. Long story short, within 25 minutes, I'm hired. I'm going with the team. And playing with Tony Robbins' team, all his material, it was absolutely life-changing. All this to say, if you have a goal, if you have a dream, don't take no for an answer. You want it, go for it. Make it happen, and it will happen. This is one of the reasons why I'm now doing performance enhancing. I says, hey, what's the performance that you have? Do you want to enhance it? Let's make a plan and make it happen. And so that's a quick thing on how it started, well, with Tony anyways.
That's fantastic. And, you know, I think that it's so true that you just have to wait, but you have to be prepared for the opportunity. And you putting yourself, your butt down in the seat, you're just there, you're prepared, you're ready. It does come. I think, you know, it comes to people who are prepared and ready. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And one thing is also Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, said, never get a job except if you're going to be paid to enhance the skills that you're doing. Hence, I went with Tony Robbins and I went with Stephen Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People for 13 years, and Bob Proctor as a personal coach and mentor for 6 years. God bless his soul. He passed away last year. But because of those personal acquaintances with these people, I was able, not all the time, but many times, to get my yearly income to become my monthly income. And that was awesome. And I teach others to enhance their lives so they can do it as well.
I love that. So for people who are looking to do this, you know, everybody wants to enhance their life. Everyone wants to enhance their bank account. What would be step one for them to take?
Oh, that's an interesting step. What? Desire. Do mm-hmm. you have a desire? And the reason, and let me explain this. People says, oh, I have an aspiration of this. I want this. I want that. Yeah. But want, if it's not a desire, you and I both know, Kathy, that life comes at you, and sometimes it comes at you really hard, and it could flatten you. And unless you have a deep-rooted desire, you will not get up. And so, but that desire that you really want something, that will help you to overcome. So I would say that's the first thing that people need to have, a desire. And don't worry if people are not making money at what your desire is. It doesn't matter. If it's a burning desire, we can talk and change it, or others can help you to make it a reality. Let's face it. Someone is making tons of money with just this little piece of coil right here. You can say, that's impossible. Well, they did. And so you can too.
Yeah, I think it makes you unshakable. Like if it's a deep rooted desire, you would become unshapable and not waver. Just like you sitting in the office of Tony, just waiting, you know, you're unshakable. You know that that's what you want. So that's what you get.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
I love that. Okay. So we start with the desire. And what type of action? Like, so you know what you want. You have this deep-rooted desire. What's the best course of action for step two?
Interesting. I'm going to put, and many people says, if you don't like the results that you have, change the actions. But I say this is an erroneous way of going at it. Let's back up to deeper-rooted things. If we say we have a desire, then my thing is, what are the thoughts that are with these desires? As you entertain those thoughts, they will create images. And these images will form a desire inside of you that's going to be fanned with a fire. And that feeling is going to put you into action. And those actions will create results. So people say they want to change their action to change their results. It's short term. It's too tough. Go and change your thoughts. As you change your thoughts, you're going to change your feelings. You're going to change your actions. You're going to change your results. To me, it's the ultimate way. Thoughts, feelings, and actions create outstanding results, the ones that you want. And we can constantly tweak it.
I love it. So what type of projects are you on right now? What's making you fired up and excited?
Actually, we were just talking about this. Daily, I'm nipping at, and the word I use is I'm playing with ChatGPT-4. And so the reason I'm saying playing is because there's a lot in it. And I have some coaches that are helping me with it. But if I say I'm going to master it, I'm going to get frustrated. I don't want to be frustrated. Life's too short. So I'm saying using purposely the word playing. So every day I'm playing with ChatGPT. And some days I'm almost discouraged. But some other days I'm blown away from what it can do. Therefore, not to replace humans, but to enhance the, you know what, sometimes you want to create something, you have a white sheet, and you don't know what to do. Well, you can dump some things into a ChatGPT, and there's prompts that you can put in order to accelerate this. And then it starts to spit out things. And then you have a foundation to start working and putting yourself into it. So that's the thing that I'm doing right now, evolving and making sure that I'm not. And ladies and gentlemen, I suggest you do the same. Don't get left behind. You don't like ChatGPT. It's not something you like. It's not going away. And so therefore, let's embrace it, even though we don't like it and like anything. The more you do something, the easier it gets. Not that the task is easier, but that your ability to do it has increased. So bit by bit, every day, do a little bit, and you're going to see, you're going to be amazed after a month, after 6 months, how good you are compared to when you started. That's my suggestion.
Yeah, I love that. And I agree, it's not going away. So we might as well just check it out. And it's fun. Anyhow, it's fun and entertaining.
Play with it.
But it comes up with sometimes quite humorous, and sometimes it's like profound. So yeah, I love that. So you work with so many people, you've had a lot of success. Tell me about some points in life where you've had challenges that you've had to overcome, whatever. Like, I'm sure things didn't go smoothly from Tony to Jack to whatever. So talk about your ups and downs and how you came out of them.
This is interesting. You get ups and downs every day. Every day there's a challenge, but that's okay. As you overcome it, you get stronger. But one of the challenges that I had after working with Tony, after being top, actually there was 15, I was top three in there. I loved it. And so, and then I went with Stephen Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And we had big territories. And at one point we had, let's go to some numbers. $850,000, $5 at a time was the target. Come, and we have 10 months to do it. After 5 months, more than half, I'm only $100,000 in. My manager calls me and he says, hey, you know what? I need to talk to you tomorrow. I said, I want to meet you there. I says, well, you're not here. He says, I'll take the plane and meet you. Ooh, I know I was in trouble. So he comes to me and the next day says, you know what? Shape up or ship out. And then I started the blaming game. Well, it's not my fault. It's because of this and it's challenging and you close this office. He goes, no. The day you take responsibility is the day you're going to turn it around. He says, how could it be my fault? He says, be responsible and turn it around. And so then I told him, okay, I'll take responsibility. I'm going to do President Circle this year. And he goes, ha, ha, ha. Just finish your numbers. And he left. For enlightenment, President Circle is adding $75,000 to your target. So now that's big. And I only have half the year to do it. So what I did is I went and seek a system. And then I called the guy up. I says, I want to hire you. He says, get the course online. He says, no, I want to hire you as a coach. He says, I don't do that. He says, well, you now do. He says, well, I've never done it. I said, I'm going to pay you. He goes, what? I said, I'm going to pay you. Long story short, I finished the year at $950,000, $100,000 more. And so the lesson from this is that we need to take responsibility. Even though life is going haywire all over the place, when we take responsibility, we can do something. If we blame other things, we have given it power and we have disempowered ourselves. But by taking responsibility, now we can take, even if they're imperfect steps, getting something better. So I'm saying, how to accelerate? I went and get a coach and I paid him. And he turned his career around. He did more and more coaching from that afterwards, which is absolutely great. But all this to say, listening to the wise here, is that if we cannot do, because I know at one point you want to touch on this, and maybe now is a good time. I says, one thing I learned, you can't do it alone. You can't. There's too much. You need to have a team. You need to have other people. And so find out from referrals, friends, people that you know, this thing of business and entrepreneurship, when you ask people, how are you? They say, it's going great. But in the background, sometimes it's pretty hard. And so I say, get some help. And it's going to shortcut your way to success. It's going to enhance your performance.
Yeah, I agree that, you know, when you blame other people, you're giving your power away.
Yes.
You think that you're giving them the guilt, but or whatever, but you're actually not claiming your power. So you're you know, diminishing what you have to offer anyhow by blaming it on other people and just standing your ground. And I am in full alignment with you. Of course, you know, you hire people to do what you can't do. So by you going and getting a coach is like, I don't know how to do this. Let's talk to somebody who knows how to do this. And I think it's pretty funny, your case in point. The guy's like, well, I don't coach. It's like, oh, you're coach now. And he probably turned into a very successful coach, I bet, with your prompt.
Yes.
Now, is he now loving life as like a full-time coach?
He passed away now, but you know, he was a great guy. And we kept in touch for a long time. And it was something of a discussion. Says, I can't believe this. It created so much more impact in other people's lives.
Yeah. So you made it to that inner circle. You far encompassed your goals. What did you do to celebrate your success?
Actually, we have six kids. And actually, I was thinking about this. And many people, we have a big house and different things. But we spend the money that I earned as a family to create memories. That's what I did. How did I celebrate? I created memories, because money you can always make some more, but time and those relationships with your loved ones is something that you carry to your grave and beyond. So I'll say to people, celebrate creating memories, whatever it is for you, it doesn't matter. But you're going to see how fulfilling it is when you put your head on the pillow at night. You have a smile on your face because you've accomplished something that build relationships and build memories with the ones you love. To me, is irreplaceable.
Yeah, it's priceless. And I'm totally in agreement. And I think that actually the world, I was reading a report about that, you know, people are not buying things as much. They're buying experiences, you know, they're creating experiences, because that's what lasts. And it's funny how the smallest little things will bring a smile to your face, you know, the smallest little moments, like, oh, I remember that, you know, it seems like an unremarkable trip, but then that happened. And so I can still get a warm fuzzy just thinking about sitting underneath that tree, whatever, you know. So I think that's where it's at.
It's funny you say that. The kids, sometimes when we meet with them, we can meet often with all of them because they're all over the world. But when we do, they reminisce these things. Say, wasn't that great? Wasn't that? And so it's fun. It's awesome.
I love that. And your children are spread all around the world, huh?
Yeah, I got one in Hawaii, one in Utah, one in Arizona. I got one in Windsor. I got one in Cornwall and one at home who's living on them. He's leaving on a mission for 2 years in Lyon, France. So they're going to be all gone. They're going to be empty nesters in October.
Wow. All right. So that's a new little chapter. You're going to have some fun enjoying other types of time and other, you know, that's going to be fun.
Yes, absolutely.
So, if you had to turn back time and tell your 18-year-old self something, what advice would you give him, Francois?
My 18-year-old self was crazy when I was 18.
I can imagine.
If I would tell my 18-year-old, actually, something that Jim Rohn said recently, recently, he passed away a long time ago, but the day you think you know it all is the day you start to fall. So learn every day is my thing. But he said something, regardless of how much money you earn, the first portion, well, to me, it's tithing. But then the second portion would be invest. Even if it's $1, even if it's $10. And he says, you're going to say, well, that doesn't make sense. It's just for the discipline it will create. So that when you get to have more money, the first thing you do, well, to me, thank God, is paying tithing, then investing, and then the rest for living with the people. So that's the thing that I would change, because we were talking with my wife. We spend a lot of money with the kids, and I didn't invest as much as I could have, but it was by choice to create those memories. But I would change that. This is something, regardless of how much, even if it's $1, even if it's $10, of course it can be $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, go for it. But if you can't, create that discipline. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. I would tell my 18-year-old self that as well. I'd tell my 30-year-old self that.
So you told that last week.
We learn. Okay, so I know that you have a valuable free resource that you're going to offer to the audience. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, one of the things is that, as we said at the beginning, sometimes life gets sideways and results are not what we expect. And we get discouraged. Even though I'm always enthusiastic like this, I do get discouraged sometimes, believe it or not. Duh, we're all human and it all happens to us. And so I created this thing. It's how to help you get back on track fast when your results are getting sideways and you get discouraged. And it is a short video course, mini. I think the videos are 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And it has a cheat sheet also with it. And it's got, and I'm not going to say what it is. Have the people actually go and take a look. I promise you that this will turn any situation around on a dime, and it does not take time, which is absolutely great.
Yeah, no dime and no time. There you go. That's an irresistible offer, Francois.
Well, it's something that's good. And inside, at one point, I go the 5+5 formula, just to create curiosity on people. That 5+5 formula is gonna change so many things for you. It's gonna be aha moments. You go, what? Yes, absolutely. So go for it. I invite you to do it.
Yeah. So I'm not even gonna ask the question about your organizing hack, though, because I have a feeling it has something a little bit to do about that.
Well, actually, interestingly, I'd like to, because I know that since you're the pro organizer, there's one thing I'd like to suggest to people. I have three screens here, and this screen right here is only my calendar. That's the only thing that gets on this screen. The reason is, if I have it on my phone, I see it, but it's small. But if it's on a screen, I see the whole week, and it's easier to organize things, and I don't waste time. I recommend highly to everybody to have at least a second screen, and that screen, that's where your agenda, I believe in not time management, but activity management. Therefore, I block times with different colors. But having this thing here has organized me so much that I'm able to work less and create more impact, because this screen keeps me online all the time, or in line all the time.
Yeah, and I can testify that you get a lot done in a little bit amount of time. That's something I've always admired for what you do. What calendar do you use?
Oh, Google Calendar. That's all, yeah. I have. Yeah, just Google, because it matches. I have Go High Level, and my Go High Level merges with it. And also because of the Google Suite, people can use what they want, but that's the one that I have, and it serves me well. And it how do you say, it even match. And ladies and gentlemen, maybe this is going to help you. My wife is connected onto that calendar. So when she plans things, she looks, oh, he's busy here. There's a hole here. And she can actually spot herself in there. She, and I said, hey, there she is. And she has taken some. And but it's awesome because she knows what's going on. And there's no frustration. I say, I want to do this. Right? It's booked. And we do it. But these are little things. Life does not need to be hard and complicated. We can make it simple. Life hits us hard enough as it is. Let's make it fun as we can and create results. And maybe, you know, time is running. One of the things I say is leaving everyone with the impression of increase is one of the things that turned me around so much more in my life. Everybody that comes into my life, whenever they leave, even if it's a 5 minute or many years, I want them to feel and make better individuals because we have met. So because of that, I forget about self and I focus on the other. But guess what? As I forget about self, I get the rewards of seeing others increase. And that is psychic money, baby, that I absolutely love. Other people texting me says, "Hey, I did this and it worked." Right on. This is great.
I love it. I love it. Well, you're always a joy to speak with. I really appreciate your time. And everybody, make sure to grab, watch those videos, because you're going to be surprised at what you're going to discover. And it's easy breezy. And I highly recommend it. So thanks, Francois, for joining me.
Thank you so much. And Kathy, you're a pro organizer. And unless we organized, we are going to say disorganized. People say, of course, Francois. No. Ponder the importance of what I just said. If you're not organized, you're disorganized. Therefore, it takes too long to do this, too long to do that. You're wasting life. You're wasting time with your family. And it's not happening. Be organized. Kathy is the pro organizer. Get a hold of her. She'll get you on track. I love it. Thank you so much for being here. And of course, if people want to get a hold, enhance their performance, I'm here for you as well. Thank you so much.
I love you, Francois. That's fantastic. And this is speaking from someone who knows the 7 habits of the highly most effective people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.